Testing 1, 2, 3, testing. Thomas C. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating a neurological progress report on patient Carol Kirk, K-I-R-K, 35 Veneto Circle, Chico, California, 95926. Phone is 530-519-1069, ID XXXXX-5824, date of birth 12/21/1955. Occupation, teacher, Paradise Unified School District. Insurance is Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Longs-CVS Paradise, 530-876-0186. It's addressed to Dr. Louise Krohn, K-R-O-N-E-M-D. Attention, Dory, D-O-R-Y, Garmin, G-A-R-M-E-N-P-A, 100 Independence Circle, Suite 100, Chico, California, 95973 530-899-0299. Fax is 530-899-0142. Dear professional colleagues, Carol reports that she previously discontinued the topiramate medicine, producing the medicine which was producing difficulties with cognition and speech. Some paragraph, over a period of time, there has been reduction in her tremor and movements that were variable during the day. New paragraph, her clinical symptoms were modified well by alprazolam medication at low dosage, which will be continued, period. New paragraph. She is being treated for dyslipidemia with the addition of EZITIMBE, taken on a regular basis without side effect, by her report. Previously, she demonstrated some features of titivation and was given a trial of Ingrezza, I-N-G-R-E-E-Z-A, parenthesis, V-A-L-B-E-N-A-Z-I-N-A-E, in parenthesis, 40 milligrams, a two-week sample, which unfortunately was unsuccessful. New paragraph, she uses small doses of alprazolam at bedtime for insomnia successfully. A trial of Prozac at low doses was associated with increased tremor. New paragraph, the beta amyloid ratio studies, 42/40, showed a value of 0.170 above the reference range. She reports increase in cognitive dysfunction, difficulty with word-finding ability, progressive over a period of time. She believes this has increased over a period of 6 years. She has a strong family history of Alzheimer's disease in her mother and two cousins. She was previously evaluated at the UCSF Memory and Aging Clinic. Which by her report did not show much findings. The Neuroquantitative MRI Brain Imaging Center previously accomplished at Open Systems showed isolated microvascular ischemic changes in the frontotemporal derivations more on the left. There was also volume reduction in the frontal and temporal lobes with an overall reduction in cortical gray matter, however, without hippocampal changes. Paragraph. Neuroquantitative MRI brain imaging at the HALO Imaging Center on October 19th, 2025. Showed a few punctate nonspecific scattered cerebral white matter T2 flare type hyperintensities. Most likely consistent with chronic microvascular ischemic changes, which could be associated with migraine headaches, traumatic brain injury, or other etiologies. There was no evidence for amyloid-related imaging abnormalities or hemorrhage, parenthesis capital ARIA-E or ARIA-H. New paragraph. She certainly may be a candidate for amyloid PET CT imaging, which will be accomplished if not already referred. New paragraph. A previous polysomnogram, 2014. Was abnormal, showing both initial and predominantly sleep maintenance insomnia. The study did not show evidence for unusual limb movements despite her history of body jerking movements and aching crawling sensation in the legs. Her laboratory testing for dementia showed an elevated LDL cholesterol and non-HDL cholesterol. As well as a slight reduction in the eGFR. A slight increase in the ALT. Her genetic testing did show one copy of the C677T MTHFR DNA mutation. For which treatment with L-methylfolate may be beneficial. New paragraph. With her current findings, and upon review of the amyloid PET CT imaging study, she will be referred for Leqembi infusions at the infusion center. In Roseville, new paragraph. She remains on Vimpat 100 milligrams AM and PM. A trial of sertraline was not beneficial. She was found by her allergist not to be a candidate to be taking propranolol. New paragraph. We had an extended discussion today regarding her care and her need for further treatment based on her findings. New paragraph, I will send a follow-up report when she returns and sign with my professional signature.